Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to the weekly Art and Culture program. Each week we take a look at the new additions to the ever-growing cultural landscape of the region. From art exhibitions to musical performances, dance, publications, books, events, films and much, much more. It's my great pleasure to welcome our first guest, Jordanian-British artist Julia Ebini. Now, Julia studied at Leeds College of Art and Design in the United Kingdom, graduated in 2002, and that year she won the Royal Society for Encouragement of Arts Award. Julia has exhibited extensively across the UAE in both solo and group projects, but most recently she has organised projects have been organised in collaboration with the Abu Dhabi Authority for Culture and Heritage. Julia, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Now, your exhibition at Mojo Gallery is called Questions of Conditioning, and you've been so kind to bring in one of your pieces.
Yeah.
And it's sparkling away there in the studio. This kind of work, how would you describe it? It's kind of, because it's not a painting, but it also has these other dimensions to it. Can you give us an example of what I'm looking at here?
Well, it's, I think the best way to describe it was probably mixed media, because it goes across a whole number of mediums, such as drawings, as paintings, and then it goes into digital, and then it's printed on again, and then painted over again. Then obviously I apply crystals. That's all the sparkly stuff. There's the crystals on it as well. So I think mixed media is probably the best way to describe it.
Okay. And is the rest of the pieces that are going to be at the Mojo Gallery, are they similar?
They're all similar, yes. Okay. They're all in the same vein.
So looking through the catalogue that you've also kindly brought in through to me, there seems to be, by no means am I an art critic, but there seems to be a circular kind of continuity in some of the pieces.
Yeah.
And maybe it's my naive eye and the fact that I have lived in London before, but there's a London Irishness in some of the pieces. Is that any kind of influence at all in the work?
Actually, no. Well, that sort of circular element that you can see is actually more of a cultural reference to, as I've lived out here all my life, so it's actually more of a cultural reference. It's the interior of a mosque,
yeah,
would you believe?
Right. So, yep.
Although it does look a little bit. Yeah.
Things that I was thinking about.
Yeah.
So when you conceptualise these pieces, you've got, I believe there's 13 pieces
in
the collection. I always wonder, when artists set out to begin a piece, do you have an end picture in mind when you start? And how does your process work from, when you get going?
I don't usually have an end in mind. It sort of develops on its own. And I have a concept that I'm working with, and ideas that I'm developing, and I work out of a journal. So a lot of it's all written down. And then I begin the layering process, because my work has got sometimes 50 to 100 layers on it. So I'm layering elements based on notes that I've made in my journal.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll step back from the computer or the painting that I've finished working on and just go, wow, where's all that colour come from? But I don't usually have an end piece in mind, although the concept's there. I don't have an end piece in mind. It just kind of comes out.
Well, the exhibition is called Questions of Conditioning.
That's right.
How did you come up with that title, and what influenced the way that the pieces have come together?
So most of my work is about sort of personal observations about life, about living, I can sort of conceived of this series about a year ago, when I was sort of starting to ask questions, as we all do, how did I get here? What am I doing now? Have I made the right choices? And what am I doing going forward? And I realised a lot of that had to do with the sort of systems that we live by, sort of social, cultural conditioning, how you've been brought up, how you've been educated and so on. So I thought, I decided I wanted to try and depict that visually, some of those questions, across the series that then became Questions of Conditioning.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that the work is about layers, and when I look at the pieces, I can see structure, I can see organisation, but at the same time, the colours are very powerful and bright. We're looking at pinks and aquas, and then also on top of that is, like you said, the crystals. There's almost a rawness of chaos. I mean, I don't know if you can have raw chaos, but where did that come from?
It's just... It was the chaos is, it was some way of depicting, you know, you feel like the pace of life and the pace we're living at. And especially when against the backdrop, for me, of living in the UAE is a very interesting place because there's so many cultures, so many different people, and there's so much going on at such speed. And I guess it's some of it was capturing that visually. So that's where you see all the line work and the colour, and that's how you see. Yeah.
But there is an element of systems in it.
There is.
You can see the structure.
Definitely,
of organization.
And some of it's sort of architectural. I've taken blueprint sort of pieces. There are roller coasters in there for kind of elements. But it's all sort of depicting the systems that we live by.
Mm. Yeah. And there does feel like there is a movement in it. When you look at the pictures. You have done a lot of combined exhibitions, but only a few solo ones. How does it feel when you actually walk into a room at the Mojo Gallery and you see all of your work fill this space?
I was delighted. I was at the we did the setup a few days before, and then I walked in on the opening night and I was just over the moon. There's nothing, especially in an absolutely stunning space like the Mojo. It was just unreal. You feel on top of the world, I think, when you've got all of your work is put together like that. It's wonderful.
And when you look back on your earlier works, how does this pieces, these 13 pieces, how has it kind of changed and grown?
It's changed dramatically. I say over the last 5 years, it keeps moving. My style, my visual vocabulary is moving in stages and developing. And this particular series marks the kind of first application of all the crystals and a lot of the layers on top. And so, it's year on year, over the last 5 years, it's kind of developed and new ideas have come through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the works, they're not like you've brought in, say a 1 meter by 1 meter piece in a frame. How big are the works? And is the work for sale? Can people buy?
Yes, it is. It's all for sale. Some of it's already sold. Mm-hmm. The larger pieces are over 2 meters in width. So there's some really big pieces. The one in the studio today is a much smaller one, obviously. But they go to about 2 meters in width.
Mm-hmm. And when I always wonder about artists, what inspires you, and do other artists inspire you? Have you had much influence from other artists or individuals in this work that you've presented?
I'd say it's not so much inspiring me in the actual working style, but inspiring me to keep going. It's hard being an artist, even when you're successful and people are buying the work and there's interest. It is difficult. So I have a number of artist friends, and there are artists that I follow who are really inspirational and keeping that journey going and keeping on it. Yeah.
Well, it's good to have those people around.
Yeah.
Julia, we've just about come to the end of our interview, but I want to make sure that everyone knows where they can go if they'd like to purchase or even look at some of the work. So it's the exhibition is called Questions of Conditioning at the Mojo Gallery, which is, of course, in the Alcouz district. So is the best place for people to go to the website, to the Mojo?
Yes, the Mojo Gallery website. And the exhibition is on until the end of October.
Okay. So the Mojo Gallery website is themojogallery.com. So, that's Julia Abini, thank you so much for your
time.
Thank
you very much
for having
me. It's
been an absolute pleasure, and I'm so grateful that you got to bring in a piece and I got to look at it up close and personal. And we'll see you again, hopefully.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye now.